Well, hello there, my December winter in the Northern Hemisphere, Flufferschnitz. I had a fun idea in mind for this one. I'm going to show you some candles. I have a thing for candles. I always have had a thing for candles. I kind of have a thing for scents. I'm a very, like, sensory-oriented husky. And I like the way things smell. And I seem to prefer candles. Wax melts are okay. Incense is usually a bit strong for me. But candles usually have a very soft and delicate scent, aroma, if you will. And I have four candles here that I want to show you and share with you. We're going to light one at the end, and it's a special one. Let me show it to you. The first one we're going to be playing around with is Winter Woods Bloom and Prosper. I have done very little testing with this setup. It kind of just came to me, and I threw it together, and I don't think that moving these candles around with paws is going to be that challenging, but this one is pretty big, so here we go. Well, hello, who is this? This is Soldier Eiji Candle. And this is an item in my shop that I got a sample for, and I'm excited to try it out with you guys. So what we're going to be doing here is going through each candle, and I'm going to be making sounds with them. Now, the paws add a nice visual, but truthfully they don't. I mean, that does sound pretty nice, but the thicker wooden top, it's not bassy enough. So I'm going to try something different with this one. I am going to layer my primate hands tapping because I find my calloused fingertips sound great on the tops of these. This is just the claws. And these tinny ones sound pretty good, but it's also difficult for me to maneuver them with the paws, so this is going to be my first layered video. And I'm recording this on a Sunday. I try not to work too hard on the weekends. And when I set up for this, I was thinking, well, I don't think it's going to be that hard. It's just candles. But I can already tell that this one is going to be another long one. That's okay. I've got my hobby channel, and I've got work to do on that one, too. I have, like, a podcast that I want to do, but this is my hobby right now. I don't know. I really like producing content. I really enjoy making ASMR. It's just like weird and fun. And this is Chesapeake Bay candles. I thought I said Canada, but it says candle, I think. Black sesame. I found this while cleaning the garage last night. And this is actually what gave me the idea of doing the candle video, because I like to burn candles, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to burn this one. I thought, wait, I haven't even burned Soldier Eiji, and I was thinking that maybe I would do it for a video, because it'd be kind of fun, but it was this candle that sealed the deal, so you can thank Black Sesame. I don't know if I'll burn this. I don't know if I want to burn a whole bunch, because it might, like, sully the room, and I won't get the actual set. I don't know. We'll see. All right. So who did I say we were starting with? We are going to start with this bad boy. There he is. Winter woods bloom and prosper. This was a gift to me recently. Very sweet, thoughtful gift. Because I love candles. I really do. I'm going to move the left microphone closer to the situation. This recording setup is also quite a bit different, as basically every video of mine is. I've got my... I knocked a candle over. Let's move, you guys. Actually, you know what? I'll give you some visuals. Move you here. You call me disheveled, EG. I need a bath. What if I just put it here? Is it going to get in the way? It'll be a little distraction for me. I'll move it here. There. I'm going to get better at visual triggers. You want me to get better too, right? Alright. I should just do a video of petting the fur. I always use this blanket, but I thought that it would make for a really cool effect when I put the candles down, especially this one. Ooh, I forgot to put a candle over. This last one. I'll put this one over here. That was my elbow popping. What the heck? Okay. I thought that this fur blanket, which is not a coincidence that I picked this, it's like fur, but when I put it here, it kind of looks like snow. I thought that was cute. Isn't that cute? Yeah, there we go. It's a really cute little candle. Like I said, it's very thoughtful. I know I like this kind of stuff. So, let us... Okay, no microphones are going to fall. I am now going to, I think I'm just going to kind of give you some visuals. Maybe I'll talk about it like this. But this is kind of where I'm going to layer in the tapping. So for me, this is going to wind up being extra long because I'm going to have to do this, just like sit here and talk to you, but also turn around and record tapping for the exact same amount of time. And that's okay. I don't mind. I'm just signing myself up for a lot of work, as I do. I'm sure I'm not alone in that regard, am I? I could come up with something to talk about while this is going on. I don't know if you're even staying, like, awake and conscious. Yeah, conscious. Good grief. Because when I did this as a sample, I did sample a little bit. I know I said I didn't, but I did a little tiny bit. When I sampled this, I was trying to decide what was better. This, which almost, well, I mean, I have like layers and stuff going on. Ignore me. What would be better, tapping with the claws or tapping with my finger? And the fingers one. Alright. I've heard you guys like that. The choo-choos. I want to give you good ASMR in this one. You buckle up. You stay seated, or whatever. You settle in. This is going to be some good vibes, good tingles, courtesy of your boy Ichi and his candles. Okay. I think that's about enough of that. Wouldn't you say, Fluffer Schnoop? So a challenge I'm going to have to deal with is how long I'm going to be doing all of this tapping business for. Because I realized when I was just chatting, talking about the candle and whatnot, I have no idea how long I was going for. And thus, I don't know how long I need to tap for. And I don't know. My brain isn't wired to do the same thing over and over again for long durations of time. So just tapping gives me like a funny feeling. But I don't want it to. So I'm looking at this as like conditioning. If I do it more, maybe I won't have that feeling. I could be wrong. And this could just be an exercise in patience. But that is okay. You know, when I made this channel, I bring this up sometimes. The purpose of it was self-growth and self-discovery. And it still is. It's picked up a lot of other things along the way, but I still think that this channel's core purpose for me is to help me grow and become the best I can be. And if that means I'm helping you along the way, then heck yeah, I'm here for it. This is our friend Black Sesame by Chesapeake Bay Candles. This is the one I found. You know what I didn't do on the last one? Oh my goodness, I didn't smell it. I didn't tell you how good it smelled. So, let's pause the layered tapping. And let's move Black Sesame out of the way. Temporarily. And we will bring Winter Woo. Winter Woo's Wooms Woo. Woods. There's a lot of things just came out of my maw right there. Established 2014. I think that's so cute when it's like 2014 wasn't even that long ago. But I mean, you can be proud of you for being established yesterday. It could be established 2022. And I'd be like, you know what? Good for you. It's not easy. Like, I mean, this was in a store. Somebody bought this. So this came from somebody's idea to start a company. I mean, I'm making assumptions here. This could be just like some big company coming up with these names. I like to believe that this is just some little ma and pa candle thing that they said, hey, you know what? We have some good smells. We can come up with some cute candle designs. Let's come up with the business. I like it. Okay, so this is a glass candle jar, very thick glass. It has this cute little decoration on the front. I think it's adorable. The wax is blue to me. It looks charcoal to the camera, but it's blue. Maybe teal. I think that the glass is teal. It's like a very dark teal. But I like it when the wick is like, it's not traditional. I don't know what that is, but I like it. It's just different. It's a very light, piney smell. It's like a pine with essential oils. And truthfully, I don't love it. Alpine forest, sparkling aldehydes over vibrant peppermint and iced mint with cool winter forest. I absolutely adore how the scent profile is described. And it says right there, which is really cool. I love it. They put work into it. But I don't love the smell. And that's just personal preference. It's not bad by any means. It's just, it's not. I don't take it. And that's okay. That's a fun thing about these candles. They're not always about the smell. I really like Bath and Body Works. It's like one of my favorite stores. Oh, I love it. It smells so good. There's all these different candles and lotions and sprays, and it's awesome in there. It's so cool. And their candles and things have really cool designs. And it's not just marketing for people like me. It's marketing that is incredibly clever, because I don't know if it is the smell that invokes color or the color influences the smell. But I love smelling something that has like a black label or something like that. Like, there's one that I remember that is like jewels. It's like black with sparkles. That was a cat. That was on my end, if you heard the cat sound. But it has sparkles like diamonds and stuff. And when I smell it, I smell black. I smell the color black. It's really cool. I don't know how they do it, but I'd love to know. I'd love to find that out. And I don't know what I would do with that. Make candles, I guess. Yeah, I mean, sure, let's do it. Let's make candles. This is Black Sesame, and if I haven't done layering, we can resume it. I'll probably be just like layering all over the place. I've gotten good enough that it's not that challenging for me to just kind of do it. You have to for some role plays. There are certain role plays where you have to layer to sell what's going on. And I did it recently, and it wasn't as big of a challenge as I thought. A big part of it is just kind of like knowing your style and knowing how it all works and plays together. So I had a scene in my mind, and I was like, okay, we need this sound. So I just recorded it while the thing was going anyway, and it worked. So that, I'm kind of doing the same thing here. That's the technique that I'm experimenting with. So let's have a go at this Black Sesame. We're going to pop it off. I'm using my big boy voice a lot, aren't I? I don't mean to. Does it have anything? It has nothing on the top. As you can see, there it is. There's nothing. Ooh, I smell this one. I like this. I like this one. It smells like young relationships. It's a smell that I associate with partners. And I like that. It's nostalgic. I feel like I'd burn this in a living room or something. This isn't a bedroom smell. The pine one is a bedroom smell. I don't know how to articulate what's what. But even though I don't love this. I like it fine. But the pine one, even though I don't love it, I would burn it in my bedroom, because it's just kind of like a bedroom smell. I don't know why. It just is. This one is more of a homey smell, and I would burn this in my living room. I don't know why my table is suddenly squeaking all over the place. I've changed nothing. But sure, yeah. Getting snippy. I'm like, stop it. Okay. Black Sesame, it's time to go away. And now it is time. I'm going from biggest to smallest. And we haven't gotten to the smallest one yet. Now we are going to the second smallest one. And that is Soldier E.G. the Candle. Now this is a very bland drop-shipped candle. And I say bland because it's just Soldier E.G. And he's a prototype. I was playing with the idea of what an EG candle would smell like. It seemed like such a funny idea. And all these candles, they get like really good ratings. And like I said, I'm a candle guy. I really like smells. So I'm like, I wonder what it smells like. And it actually doesn't smell bad at all. So I was thinking, like, okay, this soldier EG, what would he smell like? Gunpowder? Maybe like whiskey or bourbon or something manly. So I got something close, something that I would associate with EG. EG smells of vanilla. He has always been a vanilla boy to me. So where is that red? What's that red? It's a spice, isn't it? It's gotta be a spice. What's a common red spice? Well, that I associate with red. I think some people might call it brown or auburn. Well, that's cinnamon. So this is supposed to be purportedly vanilla cinnamon EG. And like I said, it smells pretty gosh darn good. The claws actually sound pretty good. Okay, I've talked for enough. Let's open them up. EG, what is inside? Nothing. No, it's just a candle. Oh man, that's good, man. It smells like cereal. Well, the lid just fell on the ground. It reminds me vaguely of like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know what that is? But with like a spot of cinnamon. Oh yeah. Ooh, I'm excited to burn this. Okay. What I meant when I said that this is bland is that it's just a glass vial, threaded glass vial, and it's just Soldier EG on there. But at some point in the hopefully near future, I would love to put designs, come up with like different ideas to make it more unique. Special things like that, but it's pretty. I'm pleased with it as it is. So yeah, it smells good, and I gotta go get that. So yeah, when I get to the end of the video, I will bring Soldier EG back and light him, and we'll see what fire sounds like. Because I've heard that in ASMR videos. It should be pretty good, though I'm a little concerned about the cones of the microphones. We'll see. Now the last candle is one that I've had for a long time sitting on my desk as a little stand for some bits and bobs on top of my mixer. I actually don't know where this little guy came from. It is a fresh eucalyptus candle, and it comes in this delightful metal tin. So, the Black Sage candle was glass. The EG Soldier EG candle was glass. The Soldier EG candle is actually like a jar, which is... I'll bring it back out at the end. But it's like a jar. The containers that candles come in are cool, because I like to reuse them. I would turn this one into a guitar pick holder. Something that is just like kind of cool for things to go in like a metal container. They're easy to clean out because it's just wax, you know? Okay. I don't think I mentioned at the beginning that this is Sunday. I know I said that, but it's also pouring down rain. And since I'm kind of I'm further away from the mics than I would normally be, I'm going to have to turn the gain up. The gain's already at like 100%. That's how I run my gain. But in post, I'm probably going to have to boost it up even more. And it might cause, I don't know, it might have unintended consequences. I think it's going to be good. And I think that the sounds that this little guy... I tried to pick it up. Come back here, you. I think that the sounds that this little guy makes is delightful, wouldn't you say? I have a piece of fur. Yeah, I think this does sound really good. Pop it open, shall we? It's an ordinary candle. Very easy to clean out the insides when you're done. Oh my gosh, this smells so good. Holy moly. Oh my goodness. It's very strong, and I love eucalyptus. It's one of my favorite scents. Oh man, it brings me very happy vibes. I don't know why smells... Oh gosh, I got my fur stuck. I don't know why smells invoke such powerful feelings, I guess. If I have memories attached to them, they can remind me of people in a really big way. Past friends, family, partners, all kinds of stuff. But that's the end of the candle deal. So we looked at 4 candles, from big to small. I think I'm going to go out on a visual kind of thing here. So this is the smallest candle. Send you that way. This is like medium-sized candle. Send you that way. And this is the biggest candle. And we'll send you away this way. And this is a 9-ounce candle. I think it's probably double the size of that little eucalyptus candle. Like I said, it's like a jar, which is cool. You can use it all for, and it's see-through. You can use it for all kinds of stuff. I would use this. I do a lot of at-home DIY work, especially with cars and stuff. I really like cars, motorcycles and things. And when you're working with volatile fluids, such as brake cleaner, you never have a vessel that is good for like changing your brakes or bleeding them. Brake fluid's really nasty. You need something safe to put it in. You could put it in like an oil catch or something. But a lot of times you have a little hose that you attach to the bleeder and you want to put it into something. You use like a bottle. You might, maybe a can, actually, like a soda can. But I like to use these glass jars so that I can see what's inside of them, because if it's perfectly clean and you're bleeding your brakes, you shouldn't have anything in there. So that's what I would use this for. You could cut a hole on the top of it too, turn it into a dedicated thing. I like that kind of stuff. Okay. I have a safety lighter that shouldn't be too bad. I'm not going to try to light it with a little tiny lighter. Are you serious? Now, like I said, I don't know if we're going to get very good flame sounds, because I don't want to get the wick close to the mic, like the mics, you know. But I'll do my best. Grinding. A nice grinding sound, huh? I probably got some of that with the layered sounds. Like, I haven't done it yet. Right now, I have not done those layered sounds. So we're all putting faith in future EG that he's going to make good sounds. Ooh, he runs well on praise, so if he did a good job, you tell him. Okay. Here we go. Furry playing with fire. You can call me Pyro EG. Well, that's not too bad. And that's it. Okay, let's see what this guy smells like. That's a nice look. Oh, man. This is so dangerous, I just want to say. I cannot emphasize enough. This is really dangerous, and you should not do this. I am a professional, and I know what I'm doing. Just trust me. Playing with fire? Not a good idea, but we're okay. I can't hear anything besides the rain. And if I can hear it, you can hear it. So I'm not going to pick, like, I guess I could pick it up. I'm not going to pick it up. It'll stress you out. And I think this is what we're going to get. What I could do is I could take the microphone and get it closer to it. I might do that. I think I'm going to do that on the outro, because it'll look really weird. So when the credit starts rolling, I might try that. If it doesn't work, I'll just replace it with something else, and you'll know why. But the credits are going to happen in like 60 seconds anyway. So yeah, this Soldier EG candle is available on the EG shop, and purchasing it directly supports me and my ability to bring you the best content that I can. I may not have even made this video had it not been for this guy. So if you liked this candle video, if you liked this video and the candle, you should consider supporting me by subscribing, becoming a member, patron, buying a little something from my shop. And I think this is where I'm going to leave you. I look forward to seeing you in the next one, which is always Friday. I release every Friday, so stay tuned, and I'll see you again shortly. Bye-bye.